if they end up shooting you in the head or something, I just want to say, it's been a pleasure working with you, Henry. I was still processing this sentiment when the doors burst open. Kirkland's men froze when they saw us. The laser sights of Owen's projections were trained steadily on their chests, and Owen himself was standing at the ready with what I was relieved to see was a handgun from this century. U.S. Municipal Survey! He shouted. Drop your weapons! Three men standing toward the front of Kirkland's squad were armed with axes, while the rest were holding rifles in firing positions. Their leader was a young, dark-haired man wearing sunglasses. His new teeth were too large for his slender face, so that his mouth looked full and threatening like a shark's. He glanced down at the initials stenciled on our vest as if he wasn't sure he had heard Owen correctly, and then smiled. You guys militarized too, huh? He was loosely gripping a handgun and raised it to scratch his temple with the barrel as he looked around the room. Good for you, he said, his tone genuine, as if Owen's SWAT team was the first sensible thing he had seen come out of Suitland. I suppose you're the ones who have been giving our guys trouble the past few days. A lot of our people are pissed about our friend you threw off the Census Bureau. Very unsporting. But I don't blame you. That's the way it is. To get anything real done nowadays, you have to kill who you have to kill. Progress is war. Tell your men to drop their weapons, I said. The man raised a palm to show that he wasn't a threat, then holstered his weapon. They shouldn't have to, he said. We're outpositioned, and you have more firepower. What is that over there? An M60? He pointed toward the information booth and chuckled. Garrett must still be as old-fashioned as ever. Tell him to invest in an M240. Superior reliability. My partner told your men to drop your weapons, Owen said. The man considered this for a moment. You Suitland people never see the big picture, do you? He looked at us almost hopefully, waiting for us to understand what he meant. We're telling you to put your weapons down, I said. Let's try this for starters, he said. We just killed four cops outside. Traffic is a nightmare because of the parade, and we have a few teams running interference. But before long, this place will be crawling with MPD. And you may have cleared your request for all this gear with Garrett on the sly, but I'll blow an appropriations committee in hell if he got approval for a tactical assault team from the board. That means the authorities have no idea you're all here playing army, which also means you couldn't have worked any of this out at the state or city level. As far as the MPD is concerned, you're just another bunch of lunatics with automatic weapons hanging around a couple of dead cops. So you're dealing with the same time constraints we are. And yet, you're all just standing around, not killing us. Which means, I don't think you're gonna shoot. He took a step forward. Stay where you are, Owen said. The man smiled again, taking another slow and deliberate step in our direction. Feel free to kill me when I get too close. His men began to move slowly into the lobby. This is your last warning, Owen said, his gun shaking in his hand. Kirkland's men continued their advance. Stop! Stop right there! Owen said. The panic in his voice was over the top, like a stock coward in an old film. I'll shoot, Owen said. I swear to God I'll do it. He was stepping backward, his eyes wide with showy fear. Then he stopped, lowered his weapon, and looked off behind Kirkland's men. Wait a minute, he said. What's that? Before they could turn around, an 11-foot-tall clown with long fangs and tentacles for arms sprang up behind them. It let out a piercing shriek and swiped at them with its tentacles, making one of the men lose his balance and fall over, accidentally discharging his weapon and spraying several of his team members with friendly fire. It's worse than we thought, man! Owen shouted to his SWAT team as he motioned for me to withdraw from the room. There's a clown monster! Owen's projections opened fire as we fell back to the natural history exhibit. Kirkland's men retreated into the foyer, dragging their wounded away from the clown and the convincing hail of bullets from Owen's SWAT team. There was a freestanding map of the museum in etched glass that I had assumed was real, but which shattered when the clown picked up one of Owen's SWAT team members and tossed him through it, sending a realistic spray of glass across the lobby floor. As the other projections continued to fire, the clown howled in pain and began to drip yellow blood, which bubbled and steamed where it fell. Owen, what is that thing? We were sitting behind the open entryway leading into the natural history exhibit. Klaus lets me watch some horror movies once in a while. Did you ever see Blood Clown? I shook my head no, and we both turned to watch as his monster ran screeching across the lobby, its tentacles vibrating and dripping with slime. Owen shrugged. It was only okay,